Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today we're continuing our Lenten series on Formation Foundations with Common House by further exploring the rhythm of the liturgical year. We're gleaning from the wisdom of Joan Chittister, and we're reading a selection from her book, The Liturgical Year. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. The liturgical year is an adventure in bringing the Christian life to fullness, the heart to alert, the soul to focus. It does not concern itself with the questions of how to make a living. It concerns itself with the questions of how to make a life. The liturgical year is an adventure in bringing the Christian life to fullness, the heart to alert, the soul to focus. It does not concern itself with questions of how to make a living. It concerns itself with the questions of how to make a life. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? The liturgical year is an adventure in bringing the Christian life to fullness. The heart to alert, the soul to focus. It does not concern itself with questions of how to make a living. It concerns itself with questions of how to make a life. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. The liturgical year is an adventure in bringing the Christian life to fullness, the heart to alert, the soul to focus. It does not concern itself with questions of how to make a living. It concerns itself with questions of how to make a life. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we confess how easily we get distracted from what we value most by the daily busyness and concerns of our work and home. Would you draw our attention back to you, our first love, our great love? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.